Hello and welcome to Two Blokes Trading. Join us, the two blokes, Philip and Petter, as we dive deep into the complex world of financial markets and home trading. Today's episode is sponsored by BizIntra Financial Academy. BizIntra offers sponsored trading programs that have been developed by professional traders. Don't pay a fortune to learn how to trade. Simply sign up by using one of their partner brokers and receive trading education and signals by institutional traders. Make sure you log on to www.bizintra.com/two blokes for everything related to the markets. You won't be disappointed.
Hola, ¿cómo está? What's going on? Vuron Gorda? I don't know any more languages than that.
Thought you were speaking Norwegian there. Sorry.
I was in the middle of a thing.
There are some Norwegians who listen to this podcast, so they would have understood. So.
Some of them, maybe. Well, anyways, welcome to this week's episode of Two Blokes Trading. I'm your co-host again, P-Man, and I have Philip here, which is always awesome to have my co-partner in crime on the next... Yep. On the other side of the microphone. So,
yeah,
what's been going down, Philip? It's been a couple of days since I saw you, since you left. Did your flight go all right?
Yeah, it was great. For everyone who's listening, yeah, I was over in Norway. I had to do my visit of my Norwegian family, we'll say. So, it was great to get away. My God, is it warm in Norway at the moment, though? It's just sticky and humid in Ireland at the moment, but you guys had the temperature and the humidity. Good to be back and flat out and work.
Yeah,
things are interesting.
I wouldn't say you got the best weather, but like the week after you left, Philip, like the temperatures just exploded here in Norway. So I think we're bobbing around 33 degrees or 33 Celsius today, which is just awful. So apologies if anybody can hear my fan in the background here, but I am just absolutely sweating. So I just have to keep that on.
You know, before we start this podcast, Petter had actually music playing in the background, and a part of me was thinking, why not just keep it playing? I thought it was kind of cool, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe someone wouldn't like this song you were listening to because it was a bit shit, to be honest with you, because you have crap taste in music.
Oh my God, what was that? The Ed Sheeran? No, let's turn it off again. I don't like that guy.
Turn that off. That's crap.
Anyways, this podcast is recorded on a Saturday, and that's because we again had some difficulties with our software, which
we had a bunch of difficulties. So not only is the software crap, but we also we're late in getting to the party because of I'd been away and trying to get set up back. I don't know what it is about going on a holiday, but it really messes up your entire routine when you get back. You're like, oh, I have to go to the gym tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I'm in work in the morning. Oh, shit, I have to make my meals. I don't know. It just, even though it was only for a short period of time, completely just knocked me out of whack as well. And then to top it all off, we had planned to do the podcast Wednesday. Unfortunately, that didn't work out. But we're here now. We're getting it done eventually. And I think today, although it'll be a brief podcast, I think we'll be... quite informative for you all. So I think there's some cool things that we're going to touch on today, which you may have noticed some interesting things in the podcast lately, which on the Slack group, which later on in this podcast we'll touch on.
Definitely, Philip, definitely. So let's just get cracking. I know that it's Saturday, but is there anything on the economical calendar? Maybe you could highlight something, what's important next week?
Next week, I guess, let's see, we're actually 27th of July at present, so 30th of July on Tuesday is when everything kicks off. For anyone who's trading the Asia market, just keep a close eye at 2 a.m. GMT, Bank of Japan Monetary Policy Statement. Keep a close eye, yen and gold together, obviously, as they tend to move together, or sometimes inverse. So let me just check and see. Actually, I can't remember the correlation between two of them. It's been so long since I looked at the yen-gold correlation. I can't remember if they are correlated together. I'll have to look at that after the podcast. There's so many charts I haven't looked at in so long. It's ridiculous. I need to start really charting an awful lot more on the... I've been so focused on dollars, on bonds, and some one or two other things that I've taken my eye off the ball on other things. So I need to re-educate myself on certain things. But don't worry. It doesn't take me long anyway. Muscle memory, mind memory, I guess you could say. So my brain is like a muscle. It remembers. Anyway, Second off from that, so yeah, it's all about Japan, early hours of Asia markets, then harmonized index consumer prices out of Germany. Yeah, expecting a bit of a decline from the previous reading, but I don't see much going on, to be brutally honest, in Europe. This might be the sort of a day where you may enter positions on a Monday because there's not much news coming out on a Monday, and you may have to hold till Wednesday if you're a short-term trader to get a bit of a kick out of your positions. So I don't see much day trading opportunities, in my opinion. But Better is the more of the short-term trader than I am, so maybe he'll disagree. But anyway, moving on to Wednesday the 31st, it's all about then starting off Wednesday, early morning, Asia. We have 1:30 a.m. GMT. We have RBA trimmed mean CPI, so just inflation Q2 out of Australia. So yeah, a bit of Australian news. Obviously, Australia had a bit of a thump last week. Out of all dollar crosses, the Australian dollar was actually the weakest. So I had a bad week there last week. But let's see if they can get a bit of a boost. Be interesting to look at some charts and see how oversold and over it's definitely not gonna be overbought, but how oversold the Australian dollar is versus other currencies. So maybe if the dollar can take a bit of a pullback, take a bit of a breather, it's had a nice run. If it takes a bit of a breather, the Aussie dollar could catch a bid if we get some decent news out of Australia. So that's maybe one to watch. Keep a close eye from Wednesday on the Australian dollar. Coming out of the obviously Asian markets, anyone from Australia, you know, you can keep a close eye on this. Anyone from who's trading in the Asian markets, keep a close eye on the Aussie dollar. But, you know, most of the action happens at the London Open. So keep a close eye. So the close of Asia, start of the London Open. And for anyone in Europe, if it is a case where it's Aussie-US, so US takes a breather, Aussie catches a bid, that could be a decent trade. We may even get 0.8% of a move in a currency in one day. But and then after that, we have GDP out of Eurozone. Don't expect any growth, obviously. So a bit of Euro news at 9 a.m. GMT. Should be interesting. And then 6 o'clock in the evening on Wednesday, we have the Fed monetary policy statement. And also, interest rate decision. This is the one everyone's going to be looking at. Consensus. Now, this is the thing. Consensus estimates are for a 0.25%. But there's also a huge consensus of 0.5%. So historically, like I've mentioned before, they have always raised by 0.25% and cut by 0.5%. So, you know, as I said, if they drop by 0.25%, I really don't think this is going to be bearish for the dollar. Obviously, you know, a lower interest rate is not going to be positive for the currency. But if they don't do what they can, what analysts expect and what they've done in the past, and they just do a 0.25% cut, I think this might be. I don't think it's going to push the dollar lower. I think it could potentially just push the dollar higher, and I think it'll be negative for the market. That's my decision. But let's wait and see. And then the press conference after 6:30 in the evening. Be interesting to see, because if they do do a 0.25%, there's going to be a ton of questions from analysts going, why a 0.25% now? And they're going to be hitting them with, why are you lowering interest rates anyway? Because your stock market's at all-time highs, your unemployment's at all-time lows, inflation's not out of control, it's not, we don't have disinflation, everything's looking fine on the outside. So what's going on? Why are you reducing rates? So I think this would be an interesting press conference to actually watch. Moving on, Thursday, August the 1st, 1:45 a.m. GMT, bit of news coming out of China. It's obviously not silly news or anything. It's a manufacturing PMI, which is very, very important for China. So keep a close eye on that. Then, obviously, anything negative, anything positive, will bring out. I don't think the trade's going to be in the currency in this one. I think the trade's going to be in the actual market itself. So keep a close eye on the stock market in China. Moving on then, 11 a.m. GMT, Bank of England. A huge amount of news coming out on Thursday for the Bank of England, all from between 11 and 11:30. A lot of interesting things happening in the UK at the moment, with Boris Johnson being the new Prime Minister. You know, I think it's funny because he's like the UK version of Donald Trump, but he's not a developer. But he's just funny. I speak to financial advisors every single day on the phone, and you know, most of them are telling me, I think he's a breath of fresh air and I think we need something different, you know? So interesting. I know there's going to be a lot of people who hate on him, but a lot of people hate on Donald Trump also, but there's a lot of people out there who think he's actually not doing such a bad job so far. He may be a bit of an idiot, but and I wouldn't want to go for a drink with the guy or anything. Like, I wouldn't say he's the best conversation, but like, he's not doing the, like, for somebody who has no idea about politics, he's not doing the, he must have some decent advisors behind him anyway so far. But anyway, enough of that. There's going to be people who go, shut the fuck up, Phil. So moving on then, at 2 o'clock, my favorite of all manufacturing PMIs. There are some other PMIs and some other leading indicators, which I like to use also. but this is the one that's available for the public, readily available for the public and free, which is the ISM manufacturing PMI. America expecting some growth, you know, previous reading 51.7. They're expecting 52. If they achieve it, fair play to them. I'd be surprised, but that again would then question me. If we get growth in the ISM manufacturing and we're reducing rates the day before, it's not good. You know, something's wrong. So because the PMIs are telling you that there's growth, or it's something is growing at a slower rate, but it's still growing. So keep a close eye. My opinion, Wednesday and Thursday are going to be two interesting days in the markets, my favorite days. And after that, there's nothing interesting or fun on Friday. Maybe you get your positions on those days and you hold it over the weekend or hold it till Friday. But that's all the fun that's happening. So Wednesday and Thursday, keep a close eye on the markets. And that's it.
Well, it's always delightful to listen to you ramble on about the news, Philip. Thank you very much. And I'm pretty sure all the listeners appreciate you going the extra effort on it.
I hope so. sorry, I've got an awful cough as well. I'm drinking coffee at the same time, so apologies.
I thought you stopped drinking coffee.
No, I limit myself to one coffee a day. Actually, I just want to quickly say this. It would have been a funny picture. Do you remember the photograph you told me you should post that up on the Slack group? This is what trading does to you. I constantly wear a blood pressure monitor. Like twice a day, I take blood pressure, by the way, everyone. I've been doing that for the last month now. Because sometimes your pressure can get high in the industry that I'm in. So that's the way it goes.
All right. So over to my little side of the podcast here. I want to highlight two trades that I've taken this week. First one came out on the weekly watch list on the Slack group, was Euro Aussie. I'm not sure if you guys want to take a look, but if you jump to the Euro Aussie chart
myself,
here.
Myself, yeah.
As you all know, I'm a multiple time frame analysis guy, and I like to look at every single time frame to judge where the momentum is coming from. So just going off the month layer, this is just going to be a brief recap because I put up a longer video in the Slack group, but still, I'm bearish on Euro Aussie on the monthly chart. But since this trade was taken off the daily and
clearly a buy in the daily,
off the 4 hour, this monthly chart, I'm just going to disregard it right now because, holy Jesus, what's going on? Something just broke in my...
Really?
Hold on, Philip.
Oh, something just broke a P-man. I'm going to quickly take over. I can see straight away what he's actually been looking at. So, in this case, I want everyone to take a closer look at the daily chart, right? I'm assuming that Petter has gone long this chart. So what I'm looking at here is I can see some deceleration on the daily we have. I'm taking over your call. Sorry, you messed up. It's my turn.
I kid you not, a fucking bird flew in my window right now.
I'm glad. See, this is the thing, people listeners, we just keep the shit recording. Like, I don't care, you know. People were like, we're not going to edit this and go, oh, how perfect it has to be. Oh, my God. Just let it roll.
I'm sorry.
Can I actually, I'm going to guess now, sorry. I may have gotten this dead wrong, but I'm going to guess that you obviously went long off the deceleration. We saw a low test candle on the day of the 19th of July. Then we had two dojis, which was quite a bit of deceleration. So you're disregarding the monthly, am I right? Because the monthly looks like it's bearish.
As I started saying off, Philip, like I'm long-term bearish on the monthly chart on Euro Aussie, but right now it's not going to go into my equation because I can't grasp anything momentum-wise from the monthly chart. But it's if you go to the weekly here, you can clearly see that the weekly is still in a bull run. And as I said previously, once we broke above 163.3-ish, so the last known highs, kind of figured that the Bulls still had a bit more steam in their guns to go for another run. And that's what manifested cool on the daily. Where I had a minor support drawn in at 159. Yeah. We had deceleration around that level. I go around multiple confluence factors in the Slack group as well. Thought that this would eventually going to have another pop to the upside. Now, I think it's important to say, even though I know that I have momentum coming from the weekly, the daily is still in a short-term bear trend. So that's why the targets were not massive on this one. I think I had a 3.36 risk to reward on this trade. And I think it was on Thursday, ECB or Draghi came out and wanted to talk a lot about his currency. And a lot of stuff went down on that trade. And I'm going to put up another video, just an aftermath of what happened to this trade on the Slack group, because it's very, very interesting to see how it evolved. But yeah, that was the first trade I took of the week. Second one was Kiwien. And QEN is also disregarding the monthly on this one, weekly. Broke down below the level of 73, so there's a big highlighted zone there on the weekly. Came back up again, retested it. Just wanted to grab the next weekly run on this one. So this is longer time, longer. That's how it goes sometimes. Longer term trade for me. Triangle pattern on the daily, broke out of it, came back and retested. It's just a basic setup that I trade every single. It's a very, very common setup that happens. So I'm hoping to hold this one for maybe a week or two, just down to the weekly lows again. I think I have five or six risk to reward on this trade. So if it happens, it should be a very profitable trade. But yeah, guys in the Slack group, I'm going to put up a aftermath video of the Euro Aussie, because there is a lot of interesting things happening inside of that trade, which I think that you can get a lot of. And
I think there's one thing I always, I think of, but I'm not sure others do, but it's very important the way Petter states percentages and risk to reward. You can't like just go into the market and risk 1%. And take 0.3% when you have 1% risk on the table. So he's planning to risk one to make 5 to 6 times what he risked. So not thinking in pips or points. He's thinking in percentages per risk. So always make sure you think that way. That is incredibly important. I don't want to ever hear anyone on Slack group go, "I made 30 pips today." Let's go, you're an idiot. Sorry.
Yeah, definitely. Like. Of course, you could take that amount of risk and take less profit, but then your strike rate would have to be very, very, very high. And over, like, you're going to do this for a long time, so thousands of trades, and it's going to be very, very hard to maintain a strike rate above 95%-ish. So let's say you risk 100 points and you take 30 points profit. Like, just do the math. Yeah. It's not going to go up. It's not going to go well for you.
I think we were discussing there recently, one of the best traders we know, what's his strike rate? We're saying 65%. It's pretty...
I think it's higher, Philip. I think it's closer to 75, actually. But that guy is a freak of nature. Savant. But yeah, risk management is key always in trading, and you should treat it as the holy grail for consistency, at least, and profitability. So that's cool. Yeah. So
let's take it to the next phase of the podcast.
The next phase, the phase that I've been dying for. Like, how long have we been trying to get this on now?
Months. We've been asking. No, it's not like it's just so much work to try and get it to work. And time, like, we're trying. Actually, don't just tell them. We've been trying for ages to do a webinar, right?
For sure. And I don't know. I think there's probably a bunch of little details that has to go into the planning as we are. It's not just me and Philip doing this. So, but now everything is aligning. And I think the date is set for the 31st of July. So that's 8 o'clock Irish time.
Yeah, I think so. Let me see. Well, it's definitely 8 o'clock. It's Wednesday. So what's that, Wednesday the 31st? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, I know, guys, you probably noticed on that Petter put up like a video. That was us basically testing. We spent a day there last week. Excuse me, I've got hiccups now. We spent a day there last week just kind of testing it out, trying to figure out how to use the software. We're just going to like throw out two podcasts or two webinars, sorry, but we're just going to obviously test the water, see what it's like, and see if you guys like it. Is it something you're interested in? You know, from time to time, maybe it's easier for us to, like, sometimes when, you know, Petter goes and talks about the charts, I know how it can be frustrating because it's easier for to be able to show you on the chart than. And it probably takes less time just if we can just show you what we're thinking rather than actually try to explain. If you guys just open up the four-hour chart on that particular date and try and tell you to look for this and look for that, it's much easier if we can just show you. So you probably saw that. What he put up was just really it's not going to be pretty, our first tester at this. It's just a bit of fun, really. You know, it's not going to be taken too seriously. It's just really testing out, see what it's like a bit of a learning curve for us also. So we just, it is definitely happening, by the way. So it is the 31st Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Irish time and UK time.
Yeah, definitely. I will, so this, I think we're going to use YouTube as the platform for the live thing. And I'll put up the link for the address for the YouTube page on Facebook and Slack. So for any of you guys who are not there, just hurry up and join so you guys get to participate. And like Philip said, we've never done anything like this before. Like, it's just, how long have we done the podcast now, Philip? Is it a year?
No, it's not a year, actually. I think maybe December 18. I'm not sure, something like that.
Yeah, definitely. And doing the podcast was a very, very big learning curve for me as well. I've never done the webinars before, but as Philip said, I'm a very visual guy, and sometimes also my English is not that up to par, so it's just easier for me to explain things on the charts for any of you guys who wants to take part. And just think that it's a great way to interact with everyone, both on the Slack group, Facebook group, and anybody who listens, just to get to know you guys and to get a bit of questions coming in as well, because it's hard for us to judge what you guys are interested in and where your levels are at in trading. So I think it's going to be cool.
And before we just, obviously it's a quick podcast today, but before we wrap this up, I just wanted to touch on something. I know there was a question regarding Fed funds rate. I didn't want to dedicate like an entire podcast to it because it can take a bit of time to try and go into detail, and I could go off on a tangent explaining several different parts of it. So today what I'm going to do is, I apologize, I didn't get around to actually uploading that for you, typing it all out, but today I will do it for you and I'll add it to the group. So if anyone, I know it's been mentioned an awful lot in the news lately about the Fed funds rate. So if anyone wants to really understand that, I'm going to put up a nice detailed description of what the Fed funds rate actually is and how you can understand it. And you'll actually, once you read it, I'll simplify it. But once you read it, you'll be like, it's so easy. It's nothing, no big deal at all. It's important to understand. But I'll make you, there's one thing understanding what it is. There's another thing understanding how to take a trade from it. It's just another indicator also to let you know. I'm starting to go off on a tangent, so you can check out the Slack group today. I'll, you know, give it till the afternoon. I'll post a nice detailed description for you.
Cool. Well, as always, the invitational link for the Slack group will be put in the description of this podcast video. It's also listed on the Facebook page, so you guys should have easy access to it if you want to join. And remember, the webinar is set then to the 31st of July on Wednesday, 8 o'clock Irish time. So hurry up and join, and I hope to see many of you guys there.
All right, thanks very much, Petter, and thanks everyone for listening. Have a nice weekend.
Cool, I'll go off and kill this bird.
Bye-bye.